Shriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpa Taravo Druma Bhumish Chintamani Ganamayito Yamamritam Gadha Ganam Natyam Gamanam Apivangshi Briya Saki Chitanandam Choti Parama Pitata Svatyam Abicha Zayatrakshirabdhi Sravati Surapibhyascha Sumahan Ime Shardhakyo Vavrachati Nahi Yatrabi Samayah Bhache Shveta Dvipam Tamaham Iha Gulokam Itiyam Vidantaste Santa Kshiti Virala Chara Katipaye. I worship that supreme abode of Shveta Dvipa, where the beloved heroines are a host of transcendental goddesses of fortune. And the Supreme Personality Sri Krishna is the only lover, where all the trees are spiritual desire trees, and the earth is made of transcendental wish-fulfilling Chintamani jewels. Where the water is nectar, natural speaking is a melodious song, and walking to and fro is an artful dance. Where the flute is the dearmost friend, where light is full of knowledge and bliss, and the supreme spiritual substance that comprises all things is relishable. Where a vast transcendental ocean of milk is always flowing from millions upon millions of Surabhi cows, and where time is not subject to passing away, even for half the blink of an eye, because it is not divided into past and future, but remains in the undivided eternal present. That divine abode, which is practically unknown in this world, is known by the name of Goloka to only a few rare sadhus. Adho Vacha Mahavishnur Bhagavantam Prachapatim Brahman Mahatva Vikyane Bracha Sarge Chachen Matihi Panchashlokim Imam Vityam Vatsadatam Nibodhame. On hearing this prayer, which contains so many essential truths, Bhagavan Sri Krishna said to Brahma, O Brahma, if you desire to create progeny by employing the transcendental realization of my glories, then, my dear child, I will bestow upon you this knowledge, contained in 5 verses. You should take it up in practice. Prabuddhe Jnana Bhakti Piham Atman Yananta Chinmayi Udetyanuttama Bhakti Bhagavat Prema Lakshana. When one realizes the transcendental subject through knowledge and through devotion, whose goal is affection for Sri Krishna, there is an awakening of prema for Bhagavan. That prema is characterized by extremely elevated bhakti, in the form of transcendental rasa, in relation to the soul's beloved Sri Krishna. Pramanais tat sadacharais tat abhyasaya nirantaram bodhayan atmanatmanam bhaktim apyutamam labhet. One may attain incessant realization of one's constitutional identity by continuously observing the codes of appropriate behavior and by practicing the sadhana bhajana prescribed by the authentic scriptures. Understanding oneself to be under the shelter of Bhagavan, one may offer oneself fully at his lotus feet. A sadhaka who does so attains uttama bhakti. Yasya shreyas karam nasti, yaya nirvritim apnuyat, yasadhayati mam eva, bhaktim tam eva sadhayat. Prema bhakti is the aim and object of life, and there is nothing more auspicious than this. The platform of supreme bliss is attained only through prema bhakti. This prema bhakti, which leads to me, is only achieved through sarana bhakti. Dharma nanyan parityachya mam ekam bhaccha vishvasan yatrishi yatrishi shraddha siddhya bhavati tatrishi kurva nirantaram karma dokoyam manuvartate tinayava karmana dhyayan mam param bhakti michati. O Brahma, abandon all varieties of dharma and engage exclusively in my bhajana with unwavering determination and faith. Perfection is attained according to one's faith. Human beings in this world are continuously engaged in occupational duties. They should desire to attain prema bhakti by being absorbed in thoughts of me through the performance of their respective duties. Ahamhi vishvasya characharasya bicham pradhanam prakriti pumanscha mayai tam techa idam vibharshi videvi dei tvamadho chaganti. O Brahma, listen to me. I alone am the seed and the root principle of this universe of moving and non-moving entities. Only I am the unmanifest aggregate of the material elements. Only I am the predominated, Prakriti, as well as the predominator, Purusha. The Brahminical power that is concealed within you has been given by me. Therefore, employ this power in creating the universe of animate and inanimate entities.